Howdy, 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 and welcome, neighbors, to Howdy Neighbor. I am your host, Misunderstanding, and here with me tonight in the studio, I have a neighbor. Neighbor, I do believe your radio is on, if you would like to test it for me.
Test.
It is not. One moment. You're on number three.
How about now?
Check. You're here. With us. And welcome, listeners at home. We are just chatting about being neighbors. And if you forgot, you're listening to The Goat, KYGT LP at 102.7 and 103.9 FM here in beautiful Idaho Springs. Ooh, we can be streamed at clearcreekradio.com. I'm a little quiet, I think. Let me just check in with my audio here. Here we go. Whoa, okay. Sorry, getting back used to it. we listened just now to Charnsuka by MF Doom, and I do have a couple of postings to read for you folks tonight. Also, it's good to see you, and as a reminder, and hopefully I forgot or I remembered to tell Joel this at one point, this is a call-in show too. So if folks want to call in, they're welcome to 303-567-4628. So give us a call and chat if you want to add to the conversation. But we do have something being hosted here at the United Center on Saturday, November 22nd at 6:30 p.m. There is a Thanksgiving service that is hosted by the United Church of Idaho Springs, the Anglican Fellowship of Idaho Springs, and the Zion Evangelical Lutheran Church. What else do they say? My apologies. We're at 1440 Colorado Boulevard in Idaho Springs, of course. Join us for a meaningful event of music and worship to support our local food pantry. We encourage you to bring a non-perishable food item or a donation meaningful to you for loaves and fishes. Bake sale and fellowship to follow. Okay, now, we also have guitar lessons in Evergreen for kids and adults hosted by our very own Val Henderson. And by hosted, I mean taught. She's a professional guitarist, bassist, and performer, and she will teach you, and you will learn how to play guitar, write music, and perform live. You can call or text 303-907-8020, or, I don't know, she is on the radio Sundays from 1 to 3, so feel free to call her then, too, and say, hey, teach me how to play guitar right now, and she'll probably respond in some way or another, I'm assuming. But anyways, she's awesome, and you should schedule your lesson with her today. Okay, I've done all the bookkeeping, and now to get to the point of the show. Joel, thank you for being here with me this evening.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, I am very glad to know that you are a new community member to us in terms of proximity. You are here in Idaho Springs.
Absolutely, yes. I moved, bought a house here in town about 3 months ago. I've been Idaho Springs curious for about 30 years. I've been around the community, but never in Idaho Springs proper.
Oh.
So I'm excited to be part of a smaller, quaint, awesome community.
Yeah, that's really fun. And we were just chatting about how we all enjoy our mountain biking paths and going out, being in nature, and finding our way around these mountains.
For sure. That was a big driver for me coming over here, was just the recreation side of things and how it's taken off. I know it's a little controversial around town,
yeah,
just the growth and change, but it's what brought me here and locked me in, really.
Oh.
So I'm excited about that part of things.
Yeah, well, I have no authority over what's versatile or controversial. But I do feel like there is a contradiction when you are growing from you know, people really come to the Rocky Mountains. They visit for being outside, being in nature, at least, you know, even if you like staying inside, you're surrounded by wilderness and forest and, you know, lush mountains, and it should feel like a joy, and like it has like sanctity to it. You know, it's very important to many people that we get to experience our snow and be here with our, you know, with our goats.
Yes.
And I think that's a love that, you know, it's global. We all love mountains. It's cool to be in nature. And, you know, I think it's something that is happening everywhere where it's like, how close can we get to nature and still, you know, get all of those, I don't know, there's just so much that we have to consider when it comes to those things. So I feel like I can understand a lot of different points and perspectives too, because, you know, we're all here and we all want to enjoy it. And how do we do that cohesively and in community with each other, you know?
Yeah.
And safely and wisely, right? Like,
sure.
It's a big task.
I think we take it for granted because we live here or have lived here a long time.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't have this opportunity. And
yeah.
I actually, I learned about this years ago where I had a friend that started a business down in Denver just to open up an opportunity for people that were coming to Colorado to get out to the mountains. Literally, that was her company's name, was Get Out Colorado, where she would bring people that were coming in for conferences and hired me to hike them around. And
oh, wow.
And that was super exciting for me to think, I take it for granted that I can go out and do this every day. A lot of people can't.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that a lot. I have a new friend that lives in this community as well, who started a business for that reason, to get people out.
And then,
I don't know a ton about her business. It's called ACA, Always Choose Adventure.
Up
the hill.
Is that a nonprofit?
It is.
Yeah. And she, is it for veterans that, or veterans can go to?
Well, I don't want
to
speak on her behalf.
Sure, of course.
It's a lot of,
I could just
people that don't have the opportunity to get out. So there are disabled, there are children, schools that she focuses on giving them that opportunity.
That's so precious.
It's it's great. I was so intrigued when I learned about that after moving here.
See, I love that.
Yeah.
Like, as a person who has lived here my whole life, that's what I mean by, like, I don't know if I have any authority on this. Like, just because I was born here and this is the only environment I've known, you know, doesn't get, I don't know, it that gets to a different conversation. But I, you know, really appreciate when people care to experience these things and know these things, because I feel like that's the education that keeps people wanting to protect it and, like, make sure that it continues to thrive and be safe and, like, recognize how much we are involved with the whole thing. You know, there, I do sense there is some anger felt when, like, the cost of that feels like at the price of, well, construction to me is like demolition, right? You're tearing apart what's already here to make something new. And that thing that's not what impresses people about being here. You're like, it's really a contradictory thought process sometimes, trying to work out, like, why are we doing that when we have other options, you know? Like, it seems weird, right?
Yeah. My head goes to change is hard.
Yes.
And and obviously growth is change, and that's hard.
Yeah.
Difficult for people.
True.
I think we've become a little entitled because some of us that have been around here, and we think, oh, this is ours.
Yeah.
Well, it's everybody's, and we should continue to share that. And,
right.
And that's like the two businesses that I just mentioned. I'm like, this is awesome mindset, and I hope more people can be there.
Yeah.
But it's great.
That.
I love it.
Yeah, yeah. So you have visited Colorado a lot in your time. Where do you have roots, do you feel like, or do you want to talk about that?
Sure. I came to Colorado 30 years ago from the Midwest. I had never been west of the Mississippi as a child. A partner of mine, when we were in college, we were finishing school together and didn't know where we were going. We literally opened an atlas, closed our eyes and pointed, and landed on Colorado.
Oh.
And I had always dreamed of coming here. I love snowboarding, winter, all that stuff, but I had never been west of the Mississippi as a kid. So we did. We made it happen almost, well, I guess that was in 97. So not quite 30 years, but close enough.
Wow.
And mostly around the Golden Evergreen area.
Mm-hmm.
I worked at a boys' home in Evergreen for almost 10 years. Mm-hmm. Loved it. And that was another one of those giving people opportunities to really enjoy and appreciate the outdoors
and
just what that gives back to us in life. And I don't think enough people, I feel like, get those opportunities or get to experience that.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
that's what's kept me here. So I've been mostly around this area this entire time. Yeah.
That's amazing. And that's the same amount of time I've been here, too.
Wow.
Like, it's true. So it's kind of amazing, you know, to think. Yeah, there's a term called gatekeeping, which we've touched a little on this in the conversation, and that's where I feel like it can get controversial. Like, I don't know, but I don't think it's fair when, you know, people haven't had that opportunity yet. And once that opportunity is presented to them, like, so many people, I mean, everybody is connected to nature. You can't deny a person, like, what it feels like to sit on the dirt and take a deep breath. You know, that's really amazing stuff. And it's, I hope that everybody can feel that, everywhere, you know, it's a beautiful thing. So I see it, you know, it's not just an issue in our community alone, you know, like, it's everywhere. If you have a nice tourist destination that feels like it should be very it started as very relaxing, and that's like the appeal of coming there. I don't know, maybe I'm getting a little lost in that thought, but I want people to have that freedom to enjoy. And, you know, with that does come growth. And growth can be very uncomfortable, but it does help. Like, you can make a bonsai, you know, you could make anything you want with growth, you know? So I do think that's why it is so important that we talk as neighbors, like, how we like things and what we like about it. Like, I would love to be part of some sort of, you know, business type model or something where we teach people about the plants and the animals and where we're hiking and what we're doing and, you know, cool things and just enjoying that time and having a nice picnic and stuff. Like, that's a very nice sentiment, and I'm glad that you have friends that do stuff like that. That's really cool to learn about.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's what drives me. And I didn't realize it was going to drive me through life, like how important it was for me, but for everybody around me. And back to that example, my friend up the hill, she's building a trail or having, you know, getting this going up called the Braille Trail, which is going to be for blind people to be able to get out, like, that would never have these opportunities again. I love that. Like, that's life to me. Now I'm getting a little emotional thinking about it. I hadn't even considered, like, how important this was to me as a person. And I guess back to, I don't know how you phrased it a little while ago, but I feel like we as a community have to always be thinking about this and getting back to this, because we become this entitled, this is my property, this is my land, this is, and forget that it's really not.
Yeah.
This is all of ours. And sharing that and sharing those experiences, having that available, it really is a big reason I wanted to move here to Idaho Springs, because I felt like there was a ton of opportunity for that for me and for the community around me.
Wow, my heart It's very touching. You know, this is a really important topic to me. I have, you know, growing up in this area, I won't lie, like seeing what has become of some of the places that used to just be great fields of different creatures, and now it's like a chunk of my heart dies every time that I see that stuff. You know, it's really sad, but I do, like, I love people coming out and connecting too. Like, how do we, and it's a global problem. How do we manage ourselves? It's a whole thing. It's a whole big thing. So I just thank you for sharing all of this with me. Sorry.
For sure. I believe in community 100%. And as you found out meeting my father, that we are very social beings. And I think being in a community, that's important. Yeah. Not everybody wants that. And I get that. And I respect that too.
Totally.
But anybody that gets the chance to meet me will realize quick that I'm very open armed and want to meet, want to share, want to talk, want to get to know.
It's very nice.
And be part of a community. I think that's just huge, important as well.
Yeah.
And having the two pieces, nature and community in one place is amazing.
That is amazing. I'm being reminded of so many like pieces of art and movies that share these sentiments. sorry. but it's very, very nice. You know, I feel like it's almost not even up for like discussion or debate. Like, it's just so integral to us that we need to take care of it. And even if you like being a little more isolated, like, you should still be able to feel that comfort that, like, you know, you have support if you need it. It's really important. And we do, everything that we do is connected. You know, we both have dogs.
Definitely important piece to life.
They're so funny.
Yes.
But like they're just so real with the world and themselves. It's just great. It's a good time. And like, I just love seeing the growth and the love and community really coming together. So I don't know. It's all very inspiring. And I wasn't sure how our conversation was going to go tonight, but because of your desire to be open and kind and inviting and welcoming, that's why I decided to invite you onto the show. Because I don't know, it was, well, I invited your dad first because he was also very open and welcoming and kind, and I thought he might have been living there. I don't know, but I have a theory on my show. I invite, like, I've had, you can call in from anywhere in the world. You're my neighbor, you know, like, I love you. No, I hope that any of the things that hold us back from connecting can, like, be washed away, you know, because it's so hard going at this alone. And if you look at, like, if you zoom way out over our neighborhood, like, we're all still right in that same proximity together just because we have our houses that keep us comfortable, which when you said entitled earlier, I'm like, man, we would not know what to do if we didn't have AC or like heat, you know, like, or sewage or water treatment, or we would be really
It's hard.
Harsh.
It's definitely hard to be truly independent or off the grid or whatever. And, and I respect that too, the people that's what they want. But I do, my hope is always that people do realize how important, integral being a community is. And it's a lot more than just, you know, borrowing a cup of sugar from your neighbor, or that people are watching out for each other, taking care of, being part of, and having all those systems in place that you talk about. Just the infrastructure is people take it for granted.
I do. I know I do. Like, you're not wrong. It's definitely true. And I just am really thankful we're here on the show tonight. Yay. And having this conversation. It's fun. It's a good time. I'm enjoying it. I hope you are as well. I'm feeling it is about time to take a water break and listen to a little bit of music. I will let everybody know that programming on KGOAT is sponsored in part by Bojo's Pizza, home of the famous mountain pie, the true Colorado-style pizza at 1517 Minor Street in Idaho Springs. Find out more at bojos.com. All right, folks. Excuse me, I'm running late on my water break. I am going to play a song called Black by Pearl Jam. All right, here we go.
Empty canvas.
Mighty Neighbors. That was Black by Pearl Jam. I had already told you that, but just for anybody tuning in, remember this is Howdy Neighbor. You're free to call in 303-567-4628. We are here chatting as neighbors, getting to know each other, and feeling out the vibes. We're just chatting, really, is what we're doing. And we were kind of talking about just kind of life and how we learn about it and grow and together too. And I'm learning from our neighbor Joel here that some of the things that brought him to learning about what life is for him. So if you want to share, Joel, I'm all ears.
I absolutely want to share. And I want to share because the community just grew in the last minute because my buddy back in Wisconsin just got online.
Oh my gosh.
And he's listening.
Oh my
gosh. So I'm just thinking about this, like how fun this is that, hey, Ray, got people now around the country.
Oh, that's fun.
No, community is so important to me. And I we were talking about during the song that where I think I learned that really was early days of life and becoming an adult and for me college was a huge part of it, the community. Mm-hmm. Like you build your core group and that helps you survive, get through the next exam, get through the next weekend, get through the next party, whatever. You rely on that community. That I prioritize that a lot. Aww. after school. And fortunately for me, I landed a job at a kid's home here in Colorado in Evergreen. Was able to work there as a counselor, therapist for almost 10 years.
Aww.
And those kids taught me more than I believe I ever taught them.
Aww.
About how important community was. And yeah, I've kind of lived my life based off of that since then.
Oh,
yeah.
That's really awesome.
Fun experiences. And
oh, man, one of my first jobs was, my first job was a hostess. Mm-hmm. Well, paid job.
Wait, like one of those donuts? Hostess?
No. Oh. That's so funny. Oh, man.
All right. That's the cheesiest show
ever.
Yeah,
that's so funny. No, that's great. That's awesome. Thank you, Joel. But I worked at the Boys and Girls Club. Mm-hmm. As an 18-year-old. And you know, just kind of a program coordinator, just we're going to play arts and crafts, professional babysitting, basically.
Sure.
You know, but also like some goals in mind of trying to like, we're going to learn some things and make some stuff. And I liked doing the science projects with them. But kids are so funny. Like they genuinely have a sense of just existing.
Yeah.
That is so innocent that they just are bringing to life like, whoa, that's awesome. And you just like did that. Like I could do that too. I used to be able to do that, I swear, at some point. But now I'm all this, so like adulthood is really crazy. So I think it's, yeah, cool that you found community too. I feel like, or do you feel, how do you feel that community keeps you feeling young?
Well, I literally just had a friend text me the other day saying that I'm the youngest old person they know. And I took that as one of the biggest compliments I've gotten.
Oh,
because yeah, I mean, life is fun. We should enjoy it. And childhood is the best time, I believe. Oh. And obviously we all have responsibilities and things to deal with, but just enjoying it while we're here. I mean, I believe our time is very short, and I want it to be the best it can be.
Aww.
And obviously that's not easy to do all the time, but I strive for that at this point. Community can obviously make or break that. Mm. You know, if you're in a tough place, I had a not to air out my dirty laundry, I had a really difficult neighbor I lived next to for a long time, and that really tore me apart. And I realized I don't want to be in that community. I want to be in a community that people are, you know, again, we don't have to be best friends, we don't have to whatever, but let's energize each other and help each other and make our lives more enjoyable. I know I'm not answering your question directly.
No, it's all.
But
it's not.
Yeah.
You're not. This isn't a test. No, you're being quizzed. No, that's really just really sweet sentiments, and well, it does make me remember like really grateful moments. Like, so I grew up and I had chickens, and I had a lot of other birds too, farm birds. And when I moved to Idaho Springs, so that I could keep my chickens. It was the best spot around, the only spot really that would have allowed it at the moment. And I love it. That, I mean, I got to bring them over here. It was very nice. And then I did get down, you know, the reminder that life is very short. You know, I fear talking about that sometimes, but it's just true. Like, you know, it does come, and usually it's at a shock to me sometimes, and then it's like, well, you know, it is short. Like, we don't have a lot of time, and anyway, but the time that we do have is, like, amazing, and why not do everything to take it easy? Like, life is so hard in so many ways, and to just share that, and my point of that story was I had only one chicken left, and her name was Chase, and I saw my my other neighbor down the alleyway has chickens too, and I left a little note on their gate because I didn't know how else to communicate to them. I was scared to go knock on their door or anything, you know, and I'm like, can you take my chicken? And they did, and I got to see Chase like every day for the rest of her most of the rest of her life, and she fit in really well. It was so sweet, and like I would have never, I don't know, that I'm just am very thankful for very kind neighbors, and thank you for coming on to the show.
Of course, I'm laughing right now because I assume Chase went to live in a community with the ducks down the alley.
Oh, yes.
Yes. And that gives me joy every time I walk by with the dogs in the morning, just seeing we don't live in a farm community, but but we figure out how to get along and still have the things we want and be part of.
Well, that's funny. I'll tell you, I also brought my geese.
Oh, boy.
And then they, you know, I did make some neighbors some cookies. Thank you for just putting up with it for me, because they're sweet. They're my babies, you know, but it was very nice to get to have them here. I'm trying to think how cold it is out there right now. Sorry, the weather has been just wild lately.
Oh, it's crazy. Riding bikes yesterday in t-shirt and shorts. And today the wind's whipping and what do we see? 30 some degrees without the wind chill.
Yeah. So I'm kind of wondering if we might feel, I know everybody. I like to bail on things. I like to cut things short, but maybe like 8:30 as an end time.
Sure.
Okay.
I'm down for whatever.
That sounds cool to me because, you know, it's a little cold, and I did, you know, I'm sorry. I don't need to explain myself to my listeners. I love you guys. I just want to be here. I want to do better. Let me see. I just have to figure out my life for just a moment. I'm still a DJ on the radio, K-Goat. Don't forget, you're listening to K-Goat. It is 102.7 and 103.9 FM. sorry, KYGTLP at 102.7 and 103.9 FM here in beautiful Idaho Springs. We can also be streamed at clearcreekradio.com. Very good stuff. So thank you, Joel. You're here because you're just a nice person, and I appreciate it, you coming in for hanging out. And, I mean, it did kind of turn into an interview about our shared morals of community, which I appreciate very deeply.
I do, too. Absolutely.
Very cool and makes me happy to hear. I got to come up with some interesting questions. So what do you think of mountain goats?
The actual mountain goats?
Yes, yes.
I love mountain goats.
Yeah?
Yeah, I love seeing them in the wild. I love seeing all wildlife. It's a funny question. I don't know how to answer it, really.
Lost for words. Take your time.
I come from a very animal-friendly family. I will share... just to the extreme, like my brother had a pet mountain lion. True story. And not legal, but he did. And I absolutely appreciate the wildlife out here.
Wow.
And I'm obviously, you know, an animal lover, and the dogs are really my life out here.
They're so sweet.
The beauty of the mountain lions, I'm just thinking back to about... probably 10 years or so ago, early season before then it was called Mount Evans, Mount Blue Sky, hadn't been open to the public for the summer yet. And I decided to bust my way up through the road on my bike earlier, you know, and the mountain goats up there don't see the public all winter. During the summer, they're used to it, and they'll come up and almost eat out of your hand. But that early in the season, I thought, oh, this will be fun. And coincidentally, I had grown my goatee really long, so I probably looked like one of the mountain goats. But I rode up there, and the weather took a turn and turned into a winter storm, and these mountain goats came out from behind the rocks, like, who is this guy? And I didn't know what to expect, because I'm thinking they're wild, right? And I don't know what they're going to do. Well, it reminded me of another story while I was up there when I did work at the boys' home I was mentioning earlier. I had a coworker, a colleague, that he decided to do the same thing years before, and he had never seen the wildlife like that. And he was up there early season, and all these mountain goats came up to him. This, I guess, kind of a funny story, but maybe not for the mountain goats. He freaked out because he's up there alone, and all of a sudden there's 20 mountain goats or 10 mountain goats or whatever. They're coming up. Well, all they want is your candy bar or whatever you're eating or something to share, a snack. He thought he was getting attacked, and he grabbed his bear mace to get out of there, thinking he had no idea. And he came back to work after that weekend and was all excited to tell us this story about how these mountain goats were going to attack him. I was like, Mark, they just wanted your canola bar. Like, what are you doing?
So did they just run away when he sprayed them?
I would hope so.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I don't know. Sometimes mountain goats, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. But wow. Aww.
No, but they're beautiful creatures I don't think a lot of people ever will see in the wild. And I love that this station is named after it. It's so fitting for this community and location and
it's
everything.
It's funny.
Yeah.
That's funny. It's a good time. So you did mention the boys' home again, and you've mentioned it had a big impact on your life. So maybe I'm just curious, like, what's the... if you had to, like, paraphrase how your time spent there impacted you.
Yeah. It was by far the most emotional time of my life, like learning about what is life about and seeing different people with different opportunities or lack thereof opportunities and just realizing how equal we all are as humans, as the human race, whether, you know, again, I know we talked a little bit about celebrities and things off air, but I just think we as humans are so connected, or should be. I believe we should be, and it's a huge, very important part of my life, and I absolutely love all those connections that have built and grown. But I learned to love that probably from being part of that. I don't have a family. I mean, I have family, but I don't have children, and I've helped raise many, and community, family was always important to me growing up, and that's when we talked about college days, and that was my family, and a lot of them are listening right now. I just found out.
You guys, thank you for
coming together.
In.
Yes. So back to the pointers. Hello, guys.
Hi.
Again, I'm sure I'm not answering your question.
No,
I'm
that's okay.
Nervous and excited at the
no,
same time.
No, I'm hitting you. I have the hard hitters. I say, what's the purpose of life?
Yeah, right.
Howdy, neighbor.
Hi.
Hi.
I do wake up every day, and I remind myself, I truly do, is that I don't get today back.
And
I want to make the best of it. And it's not always easy to do.
No.
But I try, and that's kind of one of my goals in life, is just to try to enjoy every day as much as I can, and
that's so nice.
And share that with everybody around me. So
I
am
the
person that's going to try to talk to you in the aisle at the grocery store and say hi, or pick up your whatever that you dropped when, you know, whatever.
Oh, good for you, really.
I value community a lot.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Seriously, like, that's huge. I am sitting here imagining how many people have you impacted with your kindness. You know, that's probably a large number, and I'm sure many listeners could attest to that.
Yeah, I'm sure many could also say that I don't walk on water, but that's okay too.
Well, no. I don't mean to.
I know.
We're all human here, and I'm sitting here thinking, you know, I have had many days that I have not regretted, but like, in a hope of maybe like, well, if I could take that back, maybe I would spend it a little differently, you
sure.
know? So, and that can be set aside in a forgiving way, because you have a new day every time.
Yeah,
every
yeah.
day is a new day. You can say, you know, that sucks. Well, it doesn't suck, but it's just what it is. You know, it is what it yeah. was. It's there, it happened, and now I have right now, and how do I want to be right now? And I like it. I like hanging out.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I like to really try to not have regrets. And even if I don't care for something, a decision I made, I try not to be regretful about it, because it's just part of life. And
Oh, that's very nice. I have a song that I thought of. I need to remember what it is. Let me. It's a song that I will say the lyrics right now, because it's kind of hard to tell what they are.
Yeah.
Sorry. But it's also a very nice, like, relaxing song, I suppose. Anyways, the lyrics.
What it feels, and
yeah.
to me, I don't. Yeah, I'm not a. Probably why I enjoy listening to Pearl Jam is, yeah, I
yeah.
can't understand Eddie Vedder, but I can make up in my mind what it feels like, and what he's thinking about, or
it feels great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh man, it's a song called, I don't know. The lyrics, he says, "We are so alike," but he sings it, and it's like, "Yeah, so." It's a beautiful song, and I need to find it. I think it's from STR. No. Maybe I'll continue to think of it, and we will continue to discuss. So you went to college. Do you want to? What did you
sure.
get? What degree did you get?
I'm not a very academic person.
Sure.
But I was very fortunate to have the opportunity to go to college. And I, as I said earlier, I was very fortunate to be part of a group of friends that absolutely became family.
Oh.
I'm getting some great text messages from my buddy right now, reminding me of some of the the stories and things that we were able to do in, when we were in school, including, you know, just fun stuff, but lifelong memories and friends. So I went to school kind of in the, almost in the middle of Wisconsin, University of Wisconsin at Stevens Point. Our mascot was a dog, a pointer. Our hall director had a dog in the dorms with us, so it fit perfectly for me. Sorry, losing my train of thought again.
That's okay.
Just going back in time here.
No,
it was a natural resource school. Like they really focused. I called them Woods Nazis, or like there were a lot of flannels running around campus. But it was an amazing community again. Just really cool people that I think would the majority of them would absolutely love this town because it was that mindset of just in nature. And community combined.
Oh, that's cute. So do you have, what are some other things that like attracted you to Idaho Springs specifically?
I guess being away from Denver. I enjoy the city, but I definitely do not enjoy the rat race. I do have community down in the Denver area, like from the early days of moving here. And I didn't want to lose that. And so my career job is actually, I work up in Vail in Frisco. So I drive almost every day west. And as anybody that knows this highway system out here, it's a horrible, terrible, challenging commute and dangerous. So getting closer, but also anybody that knows this area, it's extremely challenging to be able to financially live in those areas. This was more economical.
Oh my gosh.
And kind of split the difference when it came to the commute and I wanted to be part of a smaller community where you get to say hi to people in the grocery store again. And when I first moved to Colorado, I was in Evergreen almost 10 years, and I could go walk down to the Evergreen Lake and walk my dogs. And, you know, if 10 people passed me, I knew five of them, you know, somehow, whether it was lady that worked at the hardware store or the lumber, you know, whatever. You were part of a community. And that's kind of, unfortunately, I think the growth there that's changed a lot. And it doesn't have that feel anymore. And unfortunately, the big box stores moved in and Idaho Springs doesn't have that yet. And if I have any say in it, I will fight that to the end. And I do believe, I have faith in this community, just moving here and meeting the people, that's what people want. They want to keep that smaller town feel and keep some of the big industrial stuff out.
Well, I think we can recognize how much it hurts nature. I mean, it does. It really destroys it. It's like, you can't deny that. That's how it works. It's kind of crazy. But there's ways to do it sustainably. I don't know. That's a different conversation. But no, it's a great place to be. And that phenomenon is also very common here, and I'm sure elsewhere, where, like, if you are living, or if you're working in Vail, you might have to live in Edwards.
Sure.
You know, you can't afford to work where, or to live where you work. It's really wild. I'm very fortunate, but I've had to work in Denver before when I lived even further away. You know, it's kind of crazy.
Yeah. Well, it's sad.
It is sad.
A little bit, because the people that make those communities, I mean, I work in one of the highest level hospitals in probably the world in Vail, and the people that keep that place going can't afford to live there. And that I struggle with that every day.
Well, it's sad. And yeah. Also, how would it run if, for some right. reason, nobody can get there on time
exactly.
or something, you know?
So, I don't know where I was going to go with that. Absolutely no problem. I catch myself airing out the dirty laundry every once in a while where you're frustrated about things.
Well, I think all of our feelings, they are our feelings. And they're here for a reason. You know, they come up and, you know, I say things are crazy, but if I break down a little more what I mean, like, sad is very much a part of a lot of my feelings. And, like, life is sad. There's a lot of parts that are sad, and that's why we talk about it, right? Because if I don't know that that's a problem, then I can't help it all, too. Which is interesting because it's not like we have to help, but when we communicate, it's really cool. This is my favorite part of communicating, is when we like burst open a whole new idea that nobody ever thought of before because one person said something that another person responded to. They were like, whoa, I would have not even, I don't know. It's crazy. It's so cool. And when I say crazy, I mean, it's awesome.
I think to come back to what brought me to Idaho Springs is I do believe the heart of this place hasn't disappeared, you know, as I talked about Evergreen, and I'm not bashing on any of my friends and people and community in Evergreen, but I feel like Idaho Springs still has a lot of heart and soul here still. There's people that have been here their entire lives. I had a gentleman stop the other day in front of my house, and he was just standing outside of his big camper truck and looking across the street, and I went out and just talked to him, and he was maybe in his early mid-80s, and he was passing through, and he said he comes through every once in a while. He lives wherever in the United States, but he grew up in the house across the street from me. His grandparents had the house before his parents, and he's still connected here, and there's still like this feeling and that heart and soul that meant enough to him to come back, and he just wanted to see whatever. Oh, that same tree is still there from, you know, 60 years ago when he left, or 70 years ago when he left.
Oh my gosh.
And so I love that part of this, that there's still heart and soul here, that it's not gone. And I know, as I said earlier, I know that some of the local old timers, I'll just call them, but that aren't really keen on the growth and the changes that are happening here. But my goal and my time that I'm here is to try to keep that and be part of why I ever wanted to talk to you across the alley, or is just have that connection and keep that heart and soul as long as we can, because that means a lot to me.
So how do we do things in a more sustainable way, do you think?
Oh, wow.
Fix the world's issues. Everybody listening in, he's going to give us the answer.
Take some notes, because we're the world's going to become a much better place here by the end of the show.
Totally. No,
I wish I knew that million. I think it's just, I really do think it's just this kind of stuff.
Like,
this is so out of my wheelhouse. Like,
no, same.
I was almost throwing up walking over here.
Oh my gosh.
I called my dad's wife, and I was just like, tell Dad I'm really mad at him because he put me in this situation. I'm so nervous. I don't want to go out here.
He said you would be the best at it.
Well,
that you were going to love it. And it was
I am loving it.
That's so
but
good.
I was extremely nervous. I'm so nervous. Yeah.
All the time. That's a lie. But I have been very nervous about this. It's extremely nerve-wracking. And then something just kind of does click where it's like, I don't know, it's just community. Like, that's... And that's so my goal here, too, because, I mean, talking about fame and celebrity and stuff like that, too, you know, and you had asked if this is like a hobby or something, and I don't know, because there is some level of like, oh, am I putting myself out there too much? Anyways, I'm self-centering myself
right
now. But back to the trees. I love trees. Sorry, I when you brought up the neighbor that wanted to look at the...
Yeah,
like that... that sort of thing is just so important to hold on to and to cherish.
Yeah.
And I really lost my train of thought somewhere in there.
I'll piggyback on that a little bit because, of course we won't talk politics. Of course we won't talk religion. We will talk about I really believe in energy, and good, bad, ugly, clean, whatever.
Yeah.
I believe this town, this community has the really good energy still. Uh-huh. And whether it's from generations ago or who's here today, it just feels good.
Yeah.
And that was huge. And I think I was very fortunate. The house that I bought is, the woman I bought it from is an amazing person.
Oh, she is so nice.
Yeah, you know her.
Of course,
I wouldn't have had this opportunity if it wasn't for her.
Oh.
And I had kind of given up on that the people like that were still out there.
Sorry, I just keep saying all the whole time. But I am really, it's so cute. Sorry.
Yeah, no, it was great. So I just embraced it when that opportunity came. I grabbed it, and as any of my friends and family that were part of the whole figuring this next step out in life with me, were along for the ride. It just, I don't believe it could have happened without good energy around. Like, this doesn't just naturally, So I want to give that back. Like, I want to share that to people. I want other people to feel better after we've hung out. And I want you to feel better right now. Like,
thanks.
When you invited me coming in here, I was like, no, of course I don't want to do that. I don't want to go on air. I don't want to put myself out there.
You're so nice the whole time.
And now it's awesome. Like, it's been so fun so far. And,
yay.
Anyway, yes, trees, energy,
the trees.
Life, and animals.
How do we sustain it is this.
Yeah. I believe it is. I really, getting outside of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
And putting yourself out there and being there for the community, whether that's your neighbor, whether that's your grandma, whether that's your whoever. It's just that you're there.
And, well, it feels so good. And I do have this theory that, I mean, the way that we are here for each other so much is, I don't know, I really needed a lot of help when I was growing up, and still today I need help, because I'm a human and I'll need help at some point or another. And every time that somebody was able to help me, that is like such a gift. And I feel like honored if I'm able to help somebody else, because that allows them the opportunity to help me someday. So it's like, maybe it's a little selfish. I want you to feel good because I want to feel good.
Absolutely.
I
think we all feed off of each other when it comes to that. And that's my only hope. Like I said, if I'm walking through the grocery store and I get to put a smile on somebody's face, my hope would be that they feel good enough that they want to put a smile on somebody's face
it's contagious.
Yeah,
sure. We're such beautiful, amazing creatures, and looking at all these cultures in the world, and here we are, like, creating a new one. I mean, this is not, we are building new buildings here, right? Yeah. Like, and we have been for 200 years, and it's a whole new vibe. It's a whole new world. I mean, we've all seen the charts and the graphs of the world population and how much time passed, and we're huge. It's something totally new, but we're all experiencing it all the time, right now, connected forever.
Yeah.
Like, well, not forever probably, but it's really nice, and it's crazy, and it's impressive. So I think it's cool that we can take it as it is and work through it and have fun and, feel a little free and enjoy it.
Sure.
Yeah. and be really curious to it and dig in like this. This is really cool to me. This is why I love this stuff, because we get to just find thoughts and feel them.
Yeah.
Simultaneously. And I wonder, I always wonder what folks are hearing at home. That's why I'm like, call me. It's 303-567-4628.
Did you guys hear that? No. Call in.
Yeah, call in really fast. No.
Come on, Ray Ray, that's you.
Yeah. Ray Ray, come on, Ray Ray. Come on, Ray Ray. We need you. We need you. We need to hear your beautiful voice. Remember, it's 303-567-4628. We will be ending the show in about 15 minutes. And I do have to tell you that you're listening to Clear Creek Radio 102.7 and 103.9 FM. And this show was sponsored in part by Mountain Prime. Mountain Prime is a modern steakhouse in a historic town. Enjoy high-quality food, amazing views, and high-end atmosphere at 1600 Miner Street in Idaho Springs. MountainPrime.com or find them on Facebook.
I'm so glad you just mentioned them.
Yeah.
They are my favorite.
You like Mountain Prime?
I've really enjoyed.
That's
their food
awesome.
Is amazing. Aww. The people are awesome.
Aww.
I'm making friends over there.
That's cute.
Yes.
Oh, very good.
Just, again, back to the community. It's so fun to be part of that all.
You know who I do just seriously love is Edelweiss Pastry Shop.
Ooh.
Well, okay, so they they had an owner that he has... They started, I think, with the same people that recently sold the business. And as far as I know, someone kind of local-ish picked it up. And mm-hmm. so, I mean, look at me being judgmental of, like, they're local or they're not local.
Right?
If they're buying a business. You know, this is great because I love these thought-provoking conversations that kind of help me put a mirror to myself and reflect on some of my own stuff, too. So thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for that. And they're still making... They're using the same recipes, and they're all really nice, and they give Maggie little pup cups. She loves... She knows every town. If I walk her through town, she brings me into businesses and makes me go to the counter and wait. And everybody always knows. She knows who to go to, and I just trust her. She takes me to someone, and they're always very nice.
Yes. I was laughing a few minutes ago thinking about that as we were talking about this show, and I want this show to happen every day, every time I walk my dog, I'm going to stop and talk to somebody, and you just touched a gentleman I ran into yesterday morning walking the dog. It was early. He's out listening to a podcast or something in his car. He wants to say hi to the dogs and tell me that his wife knows every dog in town. And I immediately, I don't know this guy at all, but I immediately was like, yeah, your wife's name is Christina. She works at the gas station. My dogs make me go see her every day. And he's like, how do you know this? Anyway.
Oh, my gosh.
The dogs know.
Oh, man. They do. And I feel like I need to take Maggie with me, and I should interview folks on the street and, like, play the recordings on the radio.
Yeah.
I think that would be a lot of fun. Because, well, Maggie, she knows people just by their scent, right? So she will start dragging me around a corner, and I'm like,
yep.
I can bet there's a person right there, and she's about to fall into their arms and be in love with them for the next 5 minutes. I shouldn't be upset with it. Sorry. That sounded like I was like, oh. It's just, it feels a little weird. Maybe that's a social thing that I perpetuate of, like, we're not allowed to show affection to this random person. We don't know them. We have to leave. We're bothering them, you know, and like, if I was a person and a beautiful dog rolled over into my lap just because she loves me so much, I would be in heaven, you know? So, I don't know. It's good to talk because I also, well, we can break out of our own perspectives. And remember, like, there's so many other thought patterns happening around me. Like, what am I doing?
I think, for me, the vibe that gives, like, just the fact that you can walk around this town and your dog knows people or knows which gas station to stop in and say hi, and it's that vibe, and that's what's exciting to me. I think a goal that I have while I'm here is because of the stigma that's going along with all this growth that we talked about, whether it's the new mountain bike trails, the gondola, the rafting, the whatever, and that some people don't. I'm going to do my personal part to try to change people's perspective on that. That I am one of those people. I do ride the trails almost every day. And
no,
I do.
Cool.
I mean, it's what a part of the reason that I came here.
Yeah.
And I want people to realize that I'm just as as human and have the same heart and soul that they do about being here and wanting to be here and wanting to be part of this community. And I hopefully open their eyes a little bit to opening their arms a little bit to inviting and not be so, you can't park in front of my house mentality.
Man. Well, yeah. You know what? I appreciate that because for me, it matters to me that we give ourselves that grace of you can exist here too. I don't really am trying. I'm not trying to say you're not allowed to experience this earth. You know, I think it's very important that we share with each other these very important things. Now, something that I'm connecting the dots on is, you know, speaking earlier, like, I think maybe for me, the thing that bothers me the most about, like, the gondola and, I mean, you mentioned rafting, is just the same reason why I don't want you to have to commute to work. Like, people need to be paid enough to live here and service the community here.
Yeah.
And that's a really unfortunate, like, and that's really it. Like, to me, I mean, I'm all for, like, I love going to Glenwood Springs and going up that gondola is so much fun and it's so beautiful. And like, there are the caves up there. It's incredible. And there's amazing history on this mountain. It's crazy history. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And I haven't been up to the top. I don't know what they've done up there.
Oh, it's incredible.
I've heard it's like pretty wild. So, I mean, I'm all for growth and development, but how do we do it in a way that doesn't hurt us? Why are we doing it in a way that does hurt us?
Yeah. Well, I think we all have to take responsibility on what we individually can do, and if we're going to continue to support all, you know, I'm just going to bash on the box stores and because it saves us a nickel or a dollar or whatever, and not support the local communities or the local pastry shop that you mentioned that I can't wait to go check out because I haven't yet. And I just got a message from my father that he's like, why don't we know about this? Well, we will.
My gosh.
It's just trying to keep it local. And I hope with some of these businesses, because I know it obviously has to all be funded and the money's coming from somewhere, but it's trying to really, as a community, be part of this all. And we can all sit and complain and bitch about, you know, the disconnect or why these people aren't making enough money, or we can try to be part of it. And my goal is, while I'm here, is again, to be part of it and to try to preserve that. And hopefully, cause I have already experienced that talking with people and seeing where, you know, the raft guides they're living in a tent and can't afford to, purchase a house or be part of. So just trying to think about the little things we as individuals can do to try to support that. And it's hard.
It is
spending,
hard.
You know, instead of going to the chain restaurant, spending a little more money to the family restaurant and try to support that if that's what you're going to do. And
I do agree that that's like, honestly, like the least we can do. I do feel like maybe, you know, like if the box store wasn't there, I wouldn't go there.
Yeah.
Either, you know? So there are some things. There's some things that we can work on for sure. But I feel like the more that we give ourselves grace, the more that we recognize how difficult so many things are. I mean, if we can just work on, like, what's easy. You know, what's easy for me right now and today? Like, I'm so glad that I was able to say, you know what, it's easy enough for me today to go to the radio show.
Yeah.
I'm into it today. So
I do want to mention real quick, I have heard from a few people that they were trying to call in.
Oh my gosh. Are you kidding?
I don't know if we're missing anything I know we're getting close to the end.
Oh my gosh. Oh no, what is happening?
Hey, if anybody out there is still trying to check in, we got a few minutes. Try again.
You know,
if we can.
If they want to call, if they're people that you know and they want to call your phone directly, you can put them up to the speaker. Because I couldn't tell you what is going on with this phone right now.
Well, you guys all heard that. Anybody still has anything, I will turn my ringer back on.
Start that line. You can only take one at a time, one at a time.
No, this has been a ton of fun. I'm really glad you invited me. Yeah, again, had no idea what to expect.
You know, I love that too, because honestly, I didn't either. So thank you very much for an amazing show. And yes, if anybody still wants to call in, you've got a few more minutes before we got to go.
I'm going to actually go call out.
Oh, okay.
We're listening to you.
Oh, very nice. Let's see. Can we hear
you?
Yeah, we got you too, I think.
This is this is Dad Hoovelman's out in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Oh, hello, Dad. How you doing out there?
I'm doing good. Diane wants to say hi, too.
Hey,
y'all. Oh.
That's awesome.
We enjoyed listening to this.
Well, thank you.
I'm glad to hear that. Thanks for calling in.
We're learning a lot. I've never heard of the Edelweiss pastry.
Oh, man.
Joel's holding back from us.
Well, I got to keep you coming back. I can't give you all the goods in one trip.
You should be there right now.
Yeah, they were actually supposed to be out here. They were flying in yesterday and had to rearrange some medical things. But they're coming out around Christmas.
Oh, very nice. Well,
yes,
I'm sure
we are.
They have amazing eclairs with some delicious custard.
Ooh, we know.
I think we in Wisconsin call them Eau Claire's because of the Eau city.
Yeah, I didn't want to correct you.
That's awesome. Oh, man. Learn something new every day.
Absolutely. But I want to get a plug to everybody out there. Because Diane and I did not turn this on until 9 o'clock our time. What time does your show start?
Oh, my gosh. My show should start Monday nights at 7 p.m. Mountain Standard Time.
Okay.
And normally I try to go till 9 p.m., but we're going to head out a couple minutes early. And by a couple minutes, I mean like 30. A couple minutes from now.
I was going to say maybe 30 seconds. I better not take any more of your time.
No, you're good. You're all good. Don't worry about it. You take all the time you need.
Thanks,
well,
Dad.
We're there at Christmas. We'll wave to you.
Oh, that sounds like a good time. I look forward to seeing you guys.
All right. Thanks, Dad.
Have a great
day. Nice. Great show. Thank you.
Have a lovely night.
Bye-bye.
Oh.
That was awesome.
Oh, thank you guys for calling in.
Yeah, keeping them up past their bedtime.
My goodness. Yeah,
it's almost keeping them up past my bedtime.
Yeah, oh my gosh. That's maybe someday I'll change up my times. Oh, man. But no, this was really an amazing show, and I'm really glad that that you got to come in tonight and we got to hang out and get to know each other some more.
For sure. I hope this happens a million more times while I'm here in Idaho Springs. I don't mean the exact show, but the opportunities to meet people and share and get to know. This is awesome.
It's
what it's about.
Well, let's do it, folks. Let's all get together sometime.
Yes. We'll fill this studio next time.
Well, it was a great time. I am going to get us going here. We're going to listen to some beautiful music. Oh, I found the song, by the way.
Uh-oh.
We're going to listen to this song while we wrap up and head out, but I'm going to say goodnight to you folks listening out there. I hope everybody sleeps well and enjoys the rest of their entire lives.
Yes. Thank you, Bobby, and thanks everybody out there. This was awesome.
Oh, thanks again, everybody. Sleep well again. And over, okay. This is Golden Light by STRFKR. Enjoy.